Blog Talk Radio. that you would just impart a baptism of fire for the pioneers, for those who would go ahead, for those who are brave and courageous and are going to take steps to go ahead. Lord, I pray that you would baptize them in your spirit and baptize them in fire. Lord, we know that we've walked by the fire so many times we've walked by. But we just want to state to you today that we're not walking by the fire today, but we're walking into the fire. We're walking into the center of the fire.
Hallelujah. Welcome to Lois Hour. My brothers, my sister, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. He is so good. He is so wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just asked someone ask me a question, and it says, is heaven bigger than the sun? And hallelujah. I asked the Lord said, yes, it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heaven, hallelujah, is bigger than the sun, for sure. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has bigger and bigger planet than the sun out there in the galaxy. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. The sun will look like a marble compared to the planets up there. We have an awakening when we go to heaven to see what we're really going to be awakened by God. God is going to show to us that he is the Almighty. Hallelujah. And he has so much for us to see that we're going to be blown away. When we go to heaven and we go for a walk or a tour, we're going to have a tour in heaven, we are going to be blown away by how big, hallelujah, all that is up there. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So, praise Jesus, hallelujah. So, welcome to the Lord's Hour, hallelujah. Today is Friday, hallelujah. And today is prayer time, hallelujah. I want to welcome my, I believe my sister Amy, my sister Nicole, hallelujah. I'm waiting for my brother Benison to call, hallelujah. He is going to join us in prayer. Praise Jesus, hallelujah, tonight, hallelujah. So hopefully he will call in here. Amy, welcome to the Tower, sister.
God bless you, Brother LV. Hi, brothers and sisters. God bless you, all of you all.
Thank you. Nicole, welcome to the Lord's Tower.
Thank you, Brother LV. God bless you all. I love you, my dear family.
I miss you guys so long. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys for months. And it's only been for maybe a day and a half, but praise Jesus, hallelujah. Praise God. I just love to be here in the Lord's Hour. Everybody is just so nice and so loving and caring. Hallelujah. And so praise God. But the good thing is we're going to spend eternity hanging around together. So hallelujah. Whatever time we were missing down here, we're going to make up our thing in eternity, hallelujah, because we have an eternity to spend time up there. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And this is why we have to make our peace with God. And how do we make our peace with God? Through repenting. Make your peace with your Father. Make it through repenting. Go into repenting with him now, not later, not yesterday. See, we're going to start prayer now, and we're going to ask you to join us in this prayer. Is dedicated to repenting, restoring our relationship with our Father in heaven. And so I want to start this prayer, and I want to say to my Father, Holy Heavenly Father, who are in heaven, hallelujah. Holy Father, in Jesus' name I come to you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I ask you that this prayer will be under your blood. Lord Jesus, I come in agreement with my brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you will intercede for me, for my brothers and sisters, before our Heavenly Father, Yahweh Elohim, the Almighty, Lord Jesus, and I ask you, our Savior, our Rabbi, that you, hallelujah, will intercede before the Father for us, and you will ask the Father, hallelujah, to forgive our transgression, our sin. We truly repent and sin. We are sorry before the Father for our sin, Lord Jesus. We're truly sorry, Lord. We take full responsibility for our sin. Before our Heavenly Father, we ask the Father to forgive us. In Jesus' name, we're sorry, Lord. We're very sorry for anything we may thought of that it was not of God. Everything we seen or looked up that it was not of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Anything we heard that it was not of God, I repent in Jesus' name. Any false teaching, any lie of the enemy, hallelujah. Listening to any demons or whoever up there, we repent in Jesus' name. I'm sorry, mighty Jesus. I truly repent, Lord. From the time I was conceived in my mother's womb to this very second, Lord, I repent pride. Pride in the name of Jesus, I repent. Pride, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my pride. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. I'm sorry, Lord, for my pride, my unbelief in Jesus' name. I repent my unbelief as a sin. I'm sorry, mighty Jesus, for all disbelief or unbelief in Jesus' name. I'm sorry, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm very sorry, Lord Jesus. Please forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me for all doubt, Jesus, in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. I repent all doubt in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, sin of doubt, I repented. Sin of pride, I repented. Sin of unbelief, I repented in Jesus' name. I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm very sorry, Lord. I'm very sorry, mighty Jesus. Please, Lord, humble us, Jesus. Keep us humble, Lord Jesus. Keep us humble, Lord. For your coming, Lord Jesus. Keep us very humble, Lord. Pride is so evil, Lord Jesus. I'm sorry for all pride, mighty Jesus. I'm sorry for all pride, Jesus, and I'm not afraid, Lord, to confess my sin and my disobedience before my brothers and sisters, Lord. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I got nothing to hide, Lord Jesus. Everything is in front of you, Lord. You can see our life, Lord. You can see anything, mighty Jesus. We're sorry, Lord. We're sorry for all that unbelieving pride, Jesus. We're truly sorry, mighty Jesus. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us, mighty Jesus. Make us holy, Lord. Cleanse us, mighty Jesus. Keep us righteous, ready, Lord. Keep us ready to go home, Jesus. We want to go home and be with our Father, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord, and we ask, hallelujah, that you will convict those listening, Lord, who have pride out and unbelief in them, Lord, who have committed sin in this day to repent before the Father, Lord Jesus, that they will repent in Jesus' name, hallelujah. In your mighty name, Jesus, we ask, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, my sister Amy, hallelujah.
Holy Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every person tonight, Lord Jesus. And I just pray right now, Holy Lord Jesus, that you would please, Lord Jesus, just forgive us of all our transgressions against you, Lord Jesus. I pray right now, Holy Lord Jesus, that you would just cover each and every listener right now with your precious blood and send the sweet Holy Spirit right now to begin to convict each and every heart of any sins in our lives, Lord Jesus, that we might repent, Lord Jesus, and that you would please, Holy Lord Jesus, just cover each and every one of our sins with your precious blood, Lord Jesus. Please, Holy Lord Jesus, I beg of you right now, Jesus, that you would please make us rapture ready, Lord Jesus. We know that your coming is at any second, Lord Jesus. And we just pray that you will cleanse and purify us with your precious blood and your holy fire, Lord Jesus. And right now, Holy Lord Jesus, I just pray for each and every one of these families right now that are in turmoil, that are maybe fighting in their household, Lord Jesus, and I pray for my brother Twin Rich, Lord Jesus, that peace will be spoken in his home, Lord Jesus, and that just a calm that surpasses all understanding, Lord Jesus, that your peace would be upon that home, Lord, and that you would just cover that home with your precious blood, Lord Jesus, and that you would just speak into the hearts and the lives of each and every listener tonight, that you would just give them discernment and give them your wisdom, Lord Jesus, and grant us your precious Holy Spirit, and let us be overflowing with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, first in your holy name I pray. Amen.
Yes. My sister Nicole, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Bless your holy name, Lord. We just come to you, Lord, tonight. Lord, and we ask that this prayer, God Almighty, Lord Jesus, Holy Lord Jesus, you are the high priest of all priests, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, that this prayer would be from you, Lord, that this prayer would be your prayer and not our prayer, Lord. Lord Jesus, that it would be your perfect prayer, your perfect will, Lord, not my will, Lord, but your will, Lord God. Your mighty will, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for forgiving our sin. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this service tonight, Lord, your service, Lord God. Your service, Lord Jesus, that you are doing, Lord, that you are bringing us, Lord, to repentance, Lord, that you are giving us discernment, Lord Jesus, to know your heart and to see our sin, Lord. You are truly giving us the discernment, Lord, to see our sin and to know your heart and to have your wisdom of how to pray, Lord. So we can come to your Holy Father, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for blessing each one of your children here tonight that are listening to this program, Lord, that are wanting to see your face. They are wanting to see your face, Lord. We want to see your face tonight, Lord Jesus. So we agree, Lord God, with every repentance of pride, Lord Jesus, forgive us, God Almighty. Forgive us, Holy Lord Jesus, and cover this pride, doubt, and unbelief under your blood, Lord. Under your precious blood, Lord. You are grieved, Lord God, in your heart, Lord Jesus, for this pride that we have built up wrath. We have built up wrath of pride over our lifetimes. Over the generational and ancestral lifetimes of our family, Lord. And we ask you to completely wash us. Please forgive us tonight from the bottom, the deepest recesses of our heart and spirit, Lord, that we would be cleansed, that we could see you, Lord. That we could see you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We just want to know you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and holy name I pray, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Benson, welcome to the Lord's Hour.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Benson. God bless you.
Hi, Benson.
Hi. Bless you guys. It really is an honor to be on the Lord's Hour program. I'm really just thankful to be here with you guys, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
You're welcome, brother. You want to do a prayer, Brother Benson?
Dear Abba Father, God Almighty, I just praise you and thank you for tonight, God, for all my brothers and sisters to be here in your presence, Lord, and just seeking your face while you may be found in these end times, God. Lord, we're really living in tough times, Lord, but Lord, I just thank you that you're always there with us through the thick and thin, through the fire, Lord. And you promised, Lord, and I love that verse you told me, Lord, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. And God, we're all going to hold on to that promise, Lord, that you're going to see us through these times and help us to be rapture ready, Lord. Lord, we all make mistakes. We all sin a lot every day, Lord, but we trust you, Lord, that your blood washes us clean and sets the captives free. And Yahushua, I just humbly pray that we can get to know you more on an intimate level. You know, it's not just about do's and don'ts, like don't do this or don't do that, Lord, but I just pray that we will know you more intimately, our loving Father, our God Almighty, and how glorious and wonderful you are, Lord, that at the end of the day, you are all we need in this life. And you are the one that satisfies us. Your love satisfies us. And I just praise you, God, for the Lord's Hour ministry. And God, I just thank you that you've called us out of many places where we've been in walking in darkness, Lord, and just calling us to be watchmen, Lord, in these last days. And Lord, I just pray that you help us to be bold and courageous, Lord. Lord, as you know, Lord, I personally do struggle with the fear of man. I don't know if any of my brothers and sisters struggle with this, but Lord, I just pray that you please remove the fear of man in these last days as persecution is rising up, God, and just help us to stay true to you no matter what the cost may be, and help us to love and forgive those who come against us, God, and just not retaliate in hatred, but return love and kindness and forgiveness just as you did and just as your followers did in your word, God. And, Lord, I just pray again that you please minister to us tonight and through my brother Elvi and all my brothers and sisters in Christ, God. And may we lift one another in prayer and encourage one another. And I just pray that your light shines brightly through us, God, and just help us to win more souls for your kingdom and keep us rapture ready and our oil lamps burning, filled with your Holy Spirit and holy fire. And we await that glorious day to see you face to face, Lord, and rise up in the skies and be with you forever. I thank you and praise you, God. May not our will, but your will be done. And
amen. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our brother and Benson, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you will remove fear from his life, Holy Jesus. We ask, Lord, for a total deliverance from all fear of man, Lord Jesus. Any fear of the enemy, Lord, Lord Jesus, that has been in his life, Lord, we ask that it will be broken, will be under the blood of Jesus Christ, and that it will be broken tonight in Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, that he will boldly speak your word, my hallelujah, Jesus. In your name, Lord, we ask, Holy Jesus, that you will remove anything, Holy Jesus, that you will set his mind, his heart, his spirit, and so free tonight in Jesus' name, Lord, to speak your word boldly, Lord Jesus, his testimony, mighty Jesus. In Jesus' name, Holy Jesus, we pray, mighty Jesus, for your work, Lord Jesus, to be done in his life, Jesus. You came to set the captive free, Lord. We ask that you will set them free 100%, Lord Jesus, and that you will set free anyone listening to the Lord's hour tonight, Jesus, that you will set them free, hallelujah, in their mind, their soul, their body, their spirit, Lord, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, psychological, mentally, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you will set them free physically, Lord. You will set them free. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Holy Jesus. Holy Yahashua, Holy Yeshua, we pray for total deliverance tonight, Jesus. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we ask that you will come down, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, and you will come down, you will minister to your people, Lord, according to their need, Lord Jesus. We invite you, Jesus. We invite that you will come down for your throne, Lord Jesus, and that you will lay hand on people, Lord. You will pray for my us, hallelujah, our brothers and sisters, hallelujah. You will lay hand on me and anybody else out there, Lord Jesus, that wants you or nothing else, Lord Jesus. In your mighty name, we call upon you, Jesus. Please come down, Lord, and minister to us, Lord. Minister. Minister to according to our needs, Jesus. In your mighty name, mighty Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God, mighty Holy Spirit of God, we ask that you will minister, that you will move whatever the Holy Spirit is, there is freedom, whatever the Spirit of God is. Hallelujah. We pray that you will move, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, mighty Jesus, set your people free, set the captive free. Holy Jesus, hold the sound set free. It is free indeed, your word said, Jesus. We pray for total freedom tonight in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, hallelujah. I ask that you will cleanse our mind, Jesus, our conscience. Our soft conscience, we ask that you will cleanse us with your blood, and you, hallelujah, purify our mind and our conscience with your holy fire. We ask that you will cleanse our heart by your blood, Jesus, with your holy blood, mighty Jesus. You cleanse our heart, and that you will purify with your holy fire. In mighty Yahashua's name we pray, Holy Jesus. Please, mighty Jesus, cleanse us, Lord, purify us, body, soul, and spirit, mighty Jesus. In your mighty name, with your holy blood, Jesus, in your holy fire, Lord Jesus, we ask that our record keeping in heaven, Lord, record book keeping in heaven, Lord, will be cleansed with your blood, Jesus, in your mighty name, Jesus, and will be purified with your holy fire, Jesus, in your mighty name, Holy Jesus. Please, Holy Jesus, Lord Jesus, our spiritual garment, Lord, our spiritual garment will be cleansed with your blood, Holy Jesus, and that will be purified with your holy fire, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our spiritual gown, Jesus. Our spiritual gown will be cleansed with your blood and your holy fire, mighty Jesus. In your mighty name we pray, Holy Jesus. As a bride of Christ, Lord, we ask for cleansing. We ask for purification, Lord. In your mighty name, Jesus, we thank you, mighty Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your anointing and your presence. Lord, release your fire. Release the fire that breaks the power of Satan. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray, Holy Jesus. Release it, Lord. Break the oppression of Satan in Jesus' name. In Holy Yahshua's name we ask, Lord Jesus, that the power of Satan, the mindset, all mindset of the enemy will be broken and his demons and principality. In mighty Yahshua's name we ask, Lord Jesus, set the mind free, set the body free, Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Jesus. Heal the mind, Lord Jesus. Heal my brothers and sisters, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Bring total healing, total deliverance, Jesus. In your mighty name, Holy Jesus, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing, Jesus. Go ahead, my sister Amy.
Holy Lord Jesus, I just thank you, Holy Lord Jesus. Thank you for all that you have done for us, Lord Jesus, and all that you're going to do, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you for each and every one of my brothers and sisters tonight, Lord Jesus. And I beg of you, Lord Jesus, just to give them a boldness, Lord Jesus, just to go out there and stand in the face of even your enemies, Lord Jesus, and that you would just speak through them and give them your power, Lord Jesus, just to speak boldly, Lord Jesus, and impart to us that boldness, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for my brothers and sisters, Lord, and that you again cover our sins with your most precious, precious blood, Lord Jesus. And I know, Holy Lord Jesus, how much you love your precious children, Lord Jesus, that you love them so much that you gave your precious son for each and every one listening tonight, Lord Jesus. And I know, Holy Lord Jesus, that you will impart to us just that precious, precious Holy Spirit, and just fill us with your Holy Spirit and holy fire, Lord Jesus, that we may be able to walk each and every day holy and according to your word, Lord Jesus, in these last minutes that we were in, Lord Jesus, and that you will just speak through us, Lord Jesus, that you will let us to be a light in a dark place, Lord Jesus, that you would just help us to shine and to minister to those that are lost out there, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord Jesus. We depend on you, Lord Jesus, every second of the day, Lord Jesus, and that you would just draw near to us and we draw near to you, Lord Jesus, in repentance and in holiness, Lord Jesus, that you might use us, that we might be a willing and clean vessel for you, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for each and every person tonight. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would just baptize them with the Holy Spirit and holy fire, Lord Jesus, in a mighty, mighty, mighty way, Lord Jesus. Just let the tongues of fire of your precious Holy Spirit go to each and every one of my brothers and sisters tonight in just a mighty, mighty, mighty way, Lord Jesus, in your precious name. Amen.
Go ahead, my son, go.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. I agree with that prayer, Lord. I agree with all of these prayers, Lord, that are going up, Lord, for your precious honor, for your precious glory, Lord, for your holiness, for your love, for your righteousness, for everything that you are. You are so good, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing for the bride of Christ, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask too, Lord God, that you would baptize us, Lord Jesus, in your precious blood and holy fire, Lord. The precious Holy Spirit of God, that it would rain down, Lord. That it would rain down on each one of us tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. I just thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, my brother Benson.
Oh, yes, Yahushua. I come in agreement with all my brothers and sisters, Lord. Lord, though we are unworthy, Lord, I pray that you please baptize us with the fullness of your Holy Spirit, Yahushua. Lord, we can't do anything without you. We can't humble ourselves and serve you wholeheartedly without your help, without your help, Holy Spirit. Please, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our lives. Holy Spirit, come take over full control of these vessels and fully submit to our God and King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Lord, please, we need your Holy Spirit, Lord. God, we know that through your Holy Spirit, we can do all things, God, and you can empower us to do much more for your kingdom and use us mightily, Lord. Lord, I also come in agreement with my brother Elvie and all my brothers and sisters in Christ, especially for the gift of discernment between spirits in these last days, Lord. We eagerly desire this gift of discernment, Lord. We want to hear your voice, Lord, your audible voice, Lord. Want to walk in doubt and unbelief, Lord. We want to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord, just as how Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, Lord. Lord, because without faith it's impossible to please you, God. And, Lord, I trust that you are faithful to your promises, that whatever we ask in your name, you will do it. For sure you will do it. Lord, I pray that we won't give up on you easily, Lord, even though you may not answer our prayers at the time we wanted, Lord. We know you will answer at the appointed perfect time you have for your children. And Lord, I just pray that we will know, like you give us wisdom and discernment for every situation we encounter here on this earth, Lord. It's so dangerous, Lord. There's so many principalities and evil forces of darkness out there, and we need your Holy Spirit. We need your guidance, Yahushua, to walk carefully before you, Lord, and help us to stay clean and be pure, holy brides in your sight, Yahushua, and not be mixed in with the darkness of this world, Lord. Please keep us clean, Lord. Wash our garments clean every day with your holy blood, Lord, and keep us away from worldliness and grow in holiness and purity and humility and obey your commandments in love. And God, I just thank you, Lord, for the gift of discernment between spirits, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you're equipping your bride and your children to go out there and overcome. And because through you, Lord, we are already more than conquerors. And through you, through our faith in you, Lord, we have overcome this world. And you, Holy Spirit, you live in us. And I know your promise, God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we know that no power of hell, no scheme of man can hold us back from fulfilling your kingdom purpose, Lord. So, Lord, I just pray that you please keep us all, fill our hearts with hope, with faith and encouragement in these last days, Lord. Help us to not get depressed or get down when persecution may come or when things don't go our way, Lord. Help us to always remember you are in full control, Lord, of whatever is going on, and that all these trials you allow in our lives is to build up our faith and draw us closer to you and not to break us down. So, Lord, please help us to remember that you're always walking with us in these last days. And I just thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer requests. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, mighty Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, mighty Jesus, for everything you're doing in our lives, Jesus. We ask, Holy Jesus, that you will set us free, Lord. You will remove anything from our life that is not yours, Lord Jesus. And you will help us to walk in total humility, Lord Jesus.
Please,
Lord Jesus, as you walk down here in total humility, mighty Jesus, hallelujah, as you serve the Father, Lord, in obedience to the Father. May we, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, we serve the Father. May we serve the Father in humility, Lord, in obedience and humility. Mighty Jesus, in your name we ask, Holy Jesus, please, Lord Jesus, please have mercy on us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to be obedient. Help us to keep your word, Jesus. Help us to be holy, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In your mighty name we pray, Holy Jesus. You say, Lord, be thou perfect like thy Father that is in heaven is perfect. Help us to be perfect like our Father is in heaven, Jesus. Please, mighty Jesus, every day, Lord, in all decision making, that we may be perfect, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Like our Father is in heaven, mighty Jesus. Help us, Lord. We cannot do this without your help, Jesus. We ask that you will help us, Lord Jesus. In faith we ask, Holy Jesus, that you will help us, Lord, to do your will, hallelujah, that your will be done in our life, Jesus. The Father will be done in our life, Lord, It's not our will, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, let it not be our will. Lord,
yes,
we don't
God.
Know what to do, and if we do it, we do it wrong, Jesus. We ask, Holy Jesus, that you will help us to do your will, Lord, and that none of our will will be done, mighty Jesus. In your mighty name, Holy Jesus, we ask, Holy Jesus, please, Lord, please, mighty Jesus, without you, nothing we can do, your word said, Jesus. So if we do it, we do it wrong without you, Jesus. So we need you, Jesus. We need you to help us, Lord. We need you to help us to be obedient, Lord. In your mighty name, Holy Jesus, please, mighty Jesus, without you, we're nothing, Lord. We are nothing. We are dead without you, Jesus. You are the only life from the Father. And we need your life, Jesus, so we can be alive too, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we can be together with you always, Jesus. In your mighty name we pray, mighty Jesus. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Please, Lord. Have mercy, mighty Jesus. Without you, Lord, we are nothing, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you every day more, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on us, Lord. Restore us back, Lord. Restore us back to our Father, Lord. Restore us back to home, Jesus. In your mighty name we pray, mighty Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy, mighty Jesus, in your name, Lord. Lord Jesus, we break down before you, Jesus. For you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray, Lord. We pray, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, mighty Jesus. Mighty Jesus, you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be, hallelujah, to be worshipped, Lord Jesus. And we worship you and we give you glory in this hour, Jesus. We thank you. All worship to you, Jesus. All honor and praise to you, Jesus. All to you, mighty Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, holy, hallelujah, Jesus, to you, mighty Jesus. We thank you, mighty Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, mighty Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to the God of the Most High. We thank you, mighty Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you glory, Jesus. We give you honor, Lord Jesus. We surrender at your feet, Jesus. We know, Lord, that we need you more than ever, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the only life in our lives, Jesus. We help you, Lord. We ask that you will help us, Lord, mighty Jesus. In your mighty name, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, mighty Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Please, mommy, minister, Lord. Please, mighty Jesus, come and minister to us, Lord. Minister to our life. Bring your reality to us, Lord. You visit Abraham, Lord, in the middle of the day, Lord. Hallelujah. Abraham, Lord Jesus, prepare a supper for you, Lord. He washed your feet, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We welcome you into our life, Jesus. And we humble ourselves like Abraham, your servant there, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, come and visit us, Lord. We are invited. You are invited, Jesus. Please come, mighty Jesus. Please come in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we welcome you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your love and mercy, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I give you glory, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Minister to the needy, Lord. Minister to those that are crying now, Lord. That are crying for your help, Lord. Who are in need of God. Who are in need of your help, Jesus. We come together in agreement with them, Jesus. We pray that you will help them, Lord. Hallelujah. That you will come to from your throne and you will meet them halfway, Jesus. Please meet us halfway, mighty Jesus. Do not abandon us, Lord. Do not abandon us to the will of our enemy, David said, Lord. In Psalm, Lord Jesus. Do not abandon us, hallelujah, Lord, to the plan of our enemy, Lord. But rescue us, mighty Jesus. Rescue us, Lord, in this darkened hour, mighty Jesus. We pray, Lord, that your mighty hand will be with us, Lord. That you will rescue us, Lord, and that you will be with us, mighty Jesus. That we go to the valley of the shadow of the enemy, Lord. Hallelujah. But we will not fear no evil, Lord, because you will be with us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You will give us rest, Lord. We pray, mighty Jesus, that you will be with us, Lord, in this last hour, Lord Jesus, before you come before the trumpet, Lord. That your presence will be with us. Like Moses said, if your presence go with me, I will go. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we ask that your presence, your Holy Spirit, will be with us always, like your word said, Jesus. We ask that your mighty Spirit will let his presence be felt tonight in a mighty, mighty, mighty special way in Jesus' name. In Jehoshua's name, we ask, mighty Spirit of God, we ask that your presence will be felt especially in a special way tonight in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, give us the gifts of discernment. We need to discern. We need to know, Holy Spirit. We ask, hallelujah, that you will impart this gift and amongst my brothers and sisters, that you will release your gifts. Hallelujah. I will pour out my spirit in the last day, said the Lord. Hallelujah. And that gift is part of the promise of God, Holy Spirit. We ask that thou, hallelujah, that spoken to the prophet Joel will come to pass in us, hallelujah, that God said he will put out spirit in these last days, hallelujah. We pray that that will come to pass tonight in Jesus' name, that the gifts of the sermon of the Holy Spirit will be put out in our life, Jesus, that the sermon in us will be increased, will mature in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we will be able to discern and know, Lord Jesus, what the enemy is doing up there against us. In highly Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. And I thank you, Jesus, and I thank you, mighty Jesus, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I thank you, God Almighty, hallelujah, for your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence, hallelujah. Thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of God, I need your help, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I cannot do this on my own, Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I cannot do this on my own, mighty Jesus. Holy Father, God Almighty, I cannot do this on my own. I need God's help in this, hallelujah. I need the mighty hand of God. I need the mighty hand of God moving. I need the presence of God. I need the anointing of God. I need your presence moving, mighty Jesus, in a mighty, mighty special way, hallelujah. I got nothing to give, but I know you have all. You have all to give. You have yourself to give. You have all. You have all we need. Hallelujah. We have all. You have all more than what we need, Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you will move. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask that you will meet the need of your people, Holy Jesus. In your mighty name we pray, mighty Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Please, Lord, fill the empty spaces in our life, Jesus. Fill the empty places, every empty places in our life. Let it be under your blood tonight, under your holy blood that cleanses us from our sins. Lord Jesus, fill all empty places in our life, Lord, that there's nothing in our life that will not have your presence, Jesus. From the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, every single matter, every single DNA in our life, hallelujah, every single hair, Lord, any single tendon, Lord, will be filled with the Holy Spirit. We'll be filled with your presence, Lord. Every blood vessel, Lord. Hallelujah. Every blood vein, Lord Jesus, will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Every bone inside, Lord, will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Every member of our body, Lord, will be filled with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Let every member in our body be washed with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, from all sin. Hallelujah, Jesus, and let your Holy Spirit fill every part in our life, every single hair, Lord, every single DNA in our body, Lord, will be filled with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord, Jesus. Mighty Jesus of God, mighty Holy Spirit of God, we ask, Lord, that you will fill us, Lord, baptize those that needs to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, body, soul, and spirit, they will be filled with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name we pray. And I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, mighty Jesus, for what you're doing now, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Whoa, it's coming down now. It's coming down now. The anointing is coming. The presence is coming. It is being released from heaven now. The heavens are being opened now. Open your heart to the Lord and Master, Lord Jesus Christ. Open your heart. The heaven are being opened now. The windows of heaven are being opened now. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit is being released now. Open your heart. Open your life to it. And let him fill you in Jesus' name. In mighty Jesus' name, receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Jesus. Worship him. Worship him. I thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, my sister Amy. I thank you, Jesus.
I praise you, Father God. Thank you,
yes,
Lord,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord, yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
you pour out your
oh,
holy
yes,
fire
yes,
right now,
yes,
Jesus. Right now, yes, Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
Lord Jesus. Yes. Just pour out your precious Holy Spirit
oh,
on
yes,
each and every one of my brothers and sisters right now, Lord Jesus.
Praise
just impart
yes,
in your Holy Spirit and just
oh,
put
yes,
forth your holy fire right now, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just send your holy fire around each and every listener right now, Lord Jesus. Just pour out your precious Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, right now. Encompass each and every one of my brothers and sisters right now, Lord Jesus. Just send your holy purify and fire right now, Holy Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord God. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, amen. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, holy, precious God Almighty, for your precious Holy Spirit, Lord. That is filling us right now, Lord. God Almighty, you are so great. You are so wonderful. You are so holy, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for filling us with this indwelling, Lord. The indwelling, the complete indwelling, Lord God. The complete indwelling of your mighty, mighty presence, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We are nothing, nothing without you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Nothing, Lord. God Almighty, I just thank you so much for this church, Lord. I thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for these precious, precious brothers and sisters, Lord God, for what you are doing, Lord Jesus, in this church, in this school, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for my precious pastor, Lord, Elvie Zapata, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, God Almighty, for what you have done here, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord God, for breaking us down, for breaking our flesh, Lord. That we could submit everything and die to our flesh, Lord, and live for you. Lord God, as Abraham gave up his only son, Lord, his most beloved son, as you did, Lord, we must die.
Everyone, raise your hands to everyone in the chat room. Raise your hands to all them, brothers and sisters. Come on, join me. Let's raise our hand and pray that everyone will be under the blood. The Lord is letting me know that people are not worshiping him. They're not surrendering to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we pray for the need of your people, Lord Jesus. We raise hands toward them, Lord Jesus. Cleanse them with your blood, mighty Jesus. Mighty Jesus, convince them, Lord. Convince them, Lord. To repent of sin, Lord. Sin is so evil and it's so wicked. They divide us from God. In Jesus' name, mighty Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We raise hands on everyone in the shout, Lord. Anyone listening behind our home, Lord Jesus, we raise hands. We raise hands toward them right now. In Jesus' name. Mighty Jesus. Lay hand on our brothers and sisters, mighty Jesus. Minister to them. Release your presence. Release your holy fire. Release your anointing. Release your oil over them, Jesus. In your mighty name, Jesus. Mighty name, Jesus, we ask. Mighty Jesus. Mighty Jesus. In your mighty name, holy Jesus. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for them. Whatever need they have, Lord. Whatever chain of Satan will be broken in Jesus' name. In mighty Jesus' name, Lord, set the captive free. You came to set the captive free, Jesus. Set them free, Lord. Set them free, Lord. From self, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, oh Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Pride, Jesus, break the pride. Break the pride, mighty Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. In your mighty name, Jesus, in your mighty name, we lay hand on everyone, Lord Jesus. We lay hand on our brothers and sisters, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. According to their need, Lord, we pray, Lord, we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you will touch them. We ask, Lord, that you will come down, Lord Jesus, and that you will minister to them. In holy Jesus' name, in holy Jehoshua's name we pray, in holy Yeshua's name we pray, mighty Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, we ask that you will minister to them, in Jesus' name, open your heart to the Lord, let the Lord minister to your need, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, the Lord is letting me know, he wants to do greater thing in your life, greater than what you have heard, greater than what you have seen. Greater than you are, you have failed before. Hallelujah. If you open your heart, the Lord has an anointing ready to release it upon your life. There is an anointing upon your life now. that if you open your heart to the Lord, if you start confessing your sin, if you start repenting, the Lord is going to release this anointing over your life. In holy Jesus' name, he has oil. There's oil available for your life now. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that your blood will come on everyone, Lord. Your blood will cleanse them from the sin, Lord, the transgression. In holy Jesus' name, in holy Jesus' name, we pray. Holy Yeshua's name, hallelujah, Jesus, holy Yahashua's name, we pray. Mighty Jesus, minister, Lord. Minister to the need, Lord, of your people, Jesus. Break the power of Satan, Lord. Break the power of Satan, the mindset, the oppression, the depression, Lord Jesus. In mighty Jesus' name, set them free, Lord. Set them free, who the Son set free. It is free indeed, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, mighty Jesus. Go ahead, my brother Benson. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. We lift you up, Lord. Thank you for pouring out your Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you for pouring out your anointing, Lord. Lord, I just thank you so much for your anointing you placed on my head, Lord, as I pray to you, Lord. Lord, I can't explain this feeling, Lord. Every time I pray to you, Lord, it's just so amazing to feel this anointing of your presence, Lord, on my head as I pray to you, Lord. And it's just so comforting and assuring that you're there with me, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for pouring out your anointing and Holy Spirit upon my brothers and sisters in Christ. And just a confirmation, letting them know that you're with them and you hear our prayers, God, and you're among our midst, and you're on our side, Lord. You're there for us. You're with us every step of the way, Lord. You encourage us to keep on that narrow path and strive to enter through that narrow gate every day, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you keep us on this narrow path, Lord. Lord, help us to endure to the end to be saved, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, for any of my brothers and sisters who are suffering right now and just having a heartbroken right now, Lord, I pray that you please comfort them and minister to them. And Lord, I pray that you heal up their broken hearts and bind up their wounds, Yahushua. Just Lord, we all confess and repent of all our grievous sins we have committed against you, Holy Father, you, Holy Yeshua, and you, Holy Spirit. God, please have mercy on us, God. Help us to turn away from our sins. Help us to abhor these sins completely, Lord. Help us, set us free, Lord. And I just thank you, God, for setting us free from our sins, Lord. And through you, you have given us the power to live this life and walk in godliness and holiness. And Lord, I just come in agreement with all my brothers and sisters' prayers, requests before you, God, and just lead us closer to you, Lord, and just do as you please with us. Your will be done. I praise you and thank you. Hallelujah, Lord, for all you are.
Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is so good. He is so mighty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, mighty Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord, among my brothers and sisters, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is letting me know he is raising. He is raising people up tonight. He is raising people up tonight. Hallelujah. There has been people down. They have been down by the different things that are happening to them. Hallelujah. People have been depressed and down. Hallelujah. But the Lord is raising you up tonight in Jesus' name. He's bringing up your life to another level tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thanks the Lord for what he's doing in your life. Hallelujah. He's bringing you to a different level in the spirit. Hallelujah. That you will be able to walk. Hallelujah. That you will be able to be much free than you've been before. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, receive it. Receive the freedom from the Lord. Hallelujah. There's freedom being released over your life now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord is bringing you into a different level. Hallelujah. Just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You've been saying nothing is happening in my life, but the Lord has been hearing, hallelujah, your complaint. The Lord has been hearing you saying this, and the Lord is bringing you to another level in the spirit, another level where you're going to be much free. Don't go back into sin. Don't go back into doing your own will, but seek his will. that His will be done in your life, hallelujah, and not your will. And the Lord will continue to raise you up. The Lord will continue to restore you in Jesus' name, to give you freedom. He came to set the captive free. We have been captive by sin, but when we repent and we come to the Lord, He sets us free for His glory and honor. He raises us up to walk in freedom in His name. And so in Jesus' name, there are many life right now, tonight, coming into another dimension in the Spirit, another freedom in God that they have never felt before in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord and move forward. Thank the Lord and continue to grow in God. Continue to walk in your freedom that the Lord is giving you tonight. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, mighty Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, mighty Jesus, for the captive that you're setting free, Lord. I thank you, mighty Jesus, Father, for bringing us up in a different level in the Spirit, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. The Lord is preparing us to go home. The Lord is preparing His bride to go home. Hallelujah. He is coming to raise up people, hallelujah, who never been on this level before because of sin. But the Lord don't want you to go back into sin. He wants you to stay where you are. He has set you free so you can enjoy the freedom and you can walk in freedom. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, tell the Lord, Lord, I will walk in this freedom. Lord, I receive this freedom, Lord. Help me, Jesus, to be obedient. Don't say you will be obedient, but I say to the Lord, Lord, help me to be obedient, Lord. Help me to keep your word. Help me to be holy. Help me to be ready as a bride, Jesus. Because Paul says, I can do all through Christ who strengthens me. It's with the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ that you're going to do. It is with His help, not on your own. If you try to do it on your own, it's pride, and you will fall on your face. Walk with Jesus. Don't walk by yourself. Ask Him to help you, and He will help you to walk this walk. In Jesus' name, He will give us the strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Repent pride. Continue to repent pride. Pride has been our falling. If we have pride, for sure we're going to fall. For sure we're going to fall. The enemy, when pride was found on him, he fell. Immediately he fell. If you have pride, you are going to fall. Pride comes before a fall, says Solomon. This is wisdom. This is wisdom. Pride comes before a fall. For sure you're going to fall if you have pride. Repent your pride. Repent your pride. And ask the Lord to help you to walk in humility. And seek Him and worship Him. And trust Him. Trust Him. This is the word the Lord's been saying now for 2 weeks now. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. We need the Lord. Bride of Christ need to trust the Lord Jesus. Now more than ever. This is the late hour. After the 12 midnight. We are maybe at 12:30 midnight. We are late into the hour. Hallelujah. We need to trust Jesus because the trumpet is about to sound. Hallelujah. I thank each one of you for joining us in prayer. Hallelujah. Now we want to go into the word. We've been an hour into prayer. Pray, Jesus, hallelujah. I want to read our Revelation 19, verse 11 says, hallelujah, verse 11 says, and I saw, says John, heaven standing open. There in front of me was a white horse, hallelujah, a rider. It's called Faithful and True, hallelujah, which is spelled Jesus. Jesus is faithful and true. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. When he judged and makes word, hallelujah, he is always fair. Amen. His eyes are like blazing fire. On his head, there are many crowns. Hallelujah. A name is written on him that is, hallelujah, that's only he knows this, hallelujah. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. His name is the Word of God. For sure, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. The army of heaven, that is the bride of Christ, us, with all the angels, were following him, riding on a white horse. They were dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of the rider's mouth comes a sharp sword. I'm sorry. He will strike down the nation with it. Scripture says he will rule them with an iron rod. He stomped on the graves of God's winepress. The winepress stands for the terrible anger of God who rule over it all. He is the name of written on the rider robe and on his thigh. Hallelujah. Thigh. Hallelujah. The greater king of all, the most powerful Lord of all. King of King and Lord of Lord. And I saw an angel standing on the sun. He cried out in a loud voice to all the birds flying high in the air, come gather together for the great supper of God. Come and eat the dead body of the kings, generals, and the almighty people. Eat the body of the horses and the rider, and the body of all people, free and slave, great and small. Then I saw the beast, the king of the earth, with their army. They had gathered together to make war against the rider of the horse and his army. How sad it is, the Antichrist. But the beast and the false prophet were captured. Hallelujah. The false prophet had done miraculous signs for the beast. In this way, the false prophet has stricken those who have received the mark of the beast. Beast had worship in the statue. The beast and the false prophet were thrown alive into the lake of fire that burned with sulfur. The rest of them were killed with the swords that came out of the rider's mouth, and the birds stuffed themselves with a dead body. Now, I want to ask, hallelujah, my sister Amy, when you think of the Lord Jesus Christ, how do you imagine him?
How do I imagine him? I imagine him as just a very loving Savior, but also a very powerful King. Just a loving but mighty, just in all, just a fearful, loving King is just precious. Amen.
Amen. Sister Amy, Tommy, and Nicole, Sister Nicole, how do you see the Lord Jesus Christ in your mind?
Praise God. Well, I would say with love, but with so much authority.
Amen.
With all the authority of the heaven and the earth and all the love that we could ever need, want, and praise you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and be filled with.
Amen. Thank you. My sister, my brother, Benson, how do you see the Lord Jesus Christ in your mind?
He's indescribable.
Amen.
I just sometimes I just imagine him like, you know, like what it's gonna feel like that day we all stand before him face to face, and how like beautiful and glorious he'll look. You know, I greatly anticipate that day. You know, I see so many, you know, paintings around the world of how artists like portrayed how Jesus looked like, but yeah, I just see him, you know, a God with a white robe, flowing brown hair, glowing with very, very bright light, with crowns on his head, and.
Amen. I want to ask everyone in the chat room to type on the chat room, how do they imagine the Lord Jesus Christ in their mind? Amen. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And while they're doing that, we're going to read that, hallelujah. I want to say how I imagine him. I imagine Jesus like my friend. Hallelujah. I see him loving, caring God in person. Amen. He is my true friend. He is my God. Amen, hallelujah. And I can trust him. I can trust him, and I can depend on him. It was so hard for me to move from just seeing him as God to moving to the point of trusting him. It was like a process in my life where the Lord was calling me into trusting him many years ago. And the Lord says, my son, I want you to trust me. And so I could not imagine him, and I could not put him in the place where I could say, now I trust you, Lord. Hallelujah, because I struggled with so many things when the Lord said, I want you to leave your job and trust me that I'm going to support you and your family. Well, that was very hard for me, very, very hard to make that from that step from there. And it took me years, and the Lord just kept on saying it. And so I decided to say, amen, Lord. I'm going to try this trust in God. I'm just going to trust him and try it out, see if it will work. Okay, and so as I started trusting the Lord said, I take what you're giving me of it. See, I was giving him a 25% of trust, moving on to 50. And the Lord says to me, when I told him, I'm going to trust you, Jesus, he said, I'm going to take what you're giving me now. Amen. I wasn't giving him 100%, but the little that I was giving him, he took it. Amen. And some of the people are saying, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, praise Jesus. Yes, my friend, my father, my counselor, hallelujah, Melina, hallelujah, coach, someone else, hallelujah, praise Jesus, hallelujah, teacher, lover, amen, Melina. I see him as powerful, the same time, so humble and loving, amen, hallelujah, we agree with that. A redeemer, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. It's how you see him in your life. Amen. Loving, beautiful face. I can see the love for me in his eyes. Simple man. Humble, just mighty, strong, and powerful. Oh, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. Hallelujah. Lamb of God. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. Very humble God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hero. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, when you see him as a hero, he can come to deliver you. That is so awesome.
Yes.
Praise God, hallelujah. And so, the Lord takes the little that you give him from your heart. And again, this is why I say, how do you imagine him? Now, when I say this, okay, this is what I'm saying. Because whatever you imagine God to be in your life, from there you give him the trust from you. And so does your trust, we're talking about trust tonight, trust. What you give from your heart to God, not from your mouth, because you see, out of your heart, your mouth speaks. So that's why I'm asking you a question, so you can speak from your heart what you feel, hallelujah. Yes, lamb, the Lamb, hallelujah, the wonderful word, word, hallelujah. He real, the true hero against, hallelujah, evil, yes, he said, okay. So now, glorious, that's the beautiful, hallelujah. However you imagine him in your heart, When you think about the Lord, do you trust him from your heart? Please say it from your heart. I don't want you to think about this much. I want you, whatever comes to you, I want you to respond real quick. Hallelujah. Because the first word is actually the one that comes straight from your heart right away. Because you're opening your heart and you're saying it. How much do you trust the Lord? 10%, 5%? Let's be honest. Okay? I'm telling you, I started with 25%, I believe, or 10%. 10%, move on to 25%, and the Lord said, I take what you're giving me.
Amen.
Amen. And so remember, when you say, I trust him, if you have nothing to eat, you have no money or nothing, you will wait on him.
Amen.
Amen. If you are sick and you are praying for healing, you're not going to get desperate because you trust him and you're going to wait on him. Can you say amen to that, my brothers and sisters?
Amen.
Amen. You see what I'm saying? So please don't say 100%. I want you to be honest and tell and say what you trust him for. Hallelujah.
Brother LB.
Go ahead.
It's funny that you're saying this tonight because I've been going through some testing, and I know it's been a struggle, and I can't say 100%. The Lord is working on me right now, and I've gotten to this point in my testing right now where I had just this afternoon, actually, and this is a real blessing to me tonight, that I just kind of put my hands up and said, Lord, there's nothing I can do. You do whatever you can do. I trust you with this. Just do whatever you need to do in my life. So it's not easy, and it's not easy to definitely say 100%. So that, I think that is a really good thing you're speaking about, Brother Elvie.
Now, listen to this. Thank you, Sister Amy. When you get raptured, it could be tonight, it could be in 5 minutes, I don't know. Okay? Whatever you are and you're giving to God from your heart and you're trusting him, that's what God is going to present you with. And he's going to say, here's how much you trust me. And so, how much do we trust him tonight? And I know this week has been very hard to everyone, to me, myself, too. I've been tested this week, hallelujah, real hard. I've been going through tests this week, hallelujah. I've been shaking. My faith's been shaking this week, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I believe everyone else too, hallelujah. And so I would like to say 100%. I would like to say it, but I want to be honest. You see, I'm not going to say 100% because you know what? God is watching now and he's listening.
Amen.
The Lord is watching now from his throne. He's listening. And so what the Lord is looking for is for us to be sincere and say, look, I know I'm not 100%, okay? I'm not going to say I could be 75 tonight. Amen. Or I could be less. Amen. Or I could be 90. I don't know. I would like to be 100. Okay?
Amen.
And you say, but why do you say this, Brother Elvie? I tell you this because we've got to search our heart. We got to be sincere. And we say, well, okay, this is how you know. This is how you know. If you're 100%, how do you do in your last test? Sister Amy, how do you do in your last test?
In my last test,
how do you think you passed? 190? How do you pass?
I think I can always have room for improvement. I would say probably about 80%.
There you go. Hallelujah. Sister Nicole, how do you do in your last test?
Oh, Brother Elvie.
Please be honest, my brother.
Yeah, I'm going to be totally honest and transparent and sincere. Today, I decided to give up $150,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And to take the price, yeah. And I, you know what I did? I hope this is the right way, but I read it in the God's Word, and I was like, Lord, if this is your will, that you know, I knock this much money off the house and, you know, only have this much for your kingdom, then show me. So I wrote it in two pieces of paper, right? And I wrote the numbers on both and I said, Lord, please show me what your will is, right? You know how they did lots? They cast lots for the apostles and they cast lots on the boat of Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because we don't always hear his voice, right? So I did that, and the Lord showed me that I needed to sacrifice this and just give it all to him and not worry about finances, not worry about the things of the world anymore, because, I need to be building up my treasure in heaven. The kingdom is in heaven. It is not here. Amen. So it's been a blessing to go through that, and you know, it's not a great big test, but you know, in the world we think that money is, right? But the Lord, you know, just like with it was Elijah and the cruse of oil and the woman, she kept filling it up, and that's been on my mind for weeks now. Lord, you're just going to fill up that cruse of oil if I don't have food in my fridge, or if I don't have that, you know, you're just going to take care of me. And thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. I hope it was okay to share that.
Yes, yes, yes. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you about someone who got put under the test. And he didn't do good. And this is Peter. And so we read in Matthew 26:34. What am I about to tell you is true, Jesus answered. Hallelujah. It will happen this very night. Before the rooster crow, you will say three times that you don't know me. So Peter in his test denied Jesus. Hallelujah. Did some of you this week deny the Lord or thought about it? You thought about it? Hallelujah. And so this is why I'm telling you, how do you do in your test? Hallelujah. Did you trust the Lord 100% while you're going through your test? Or did you deny him? Or did you thought about walking away from the faith and all that? And so three times he denied him. But you know what? The Lord did not give up on Peter. And the Lord is not giving up on you and me. He is still working his will into our life. And so we might have thought of quitting. Like, look at the test that Nicole just went through. and Amy, how honest she was with her testing. I want to hear what my brother Benson will say about his testing. How do you do in your testing, brother Benson?
Well, like the testing I've been going through lately was family.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe that Jesus is coming soon, and they don't like me, how I'm seeking the Lord now more than ever. Will try to seek him.
Brother Benson, can I talk to you there for a second?
Sure.
Do you feel that you've been having the same test for a long time?
Yeah, quite a while.
How long have you going through this test?
Since last year.
Now, have you been thanking God for this test?
I have, yes.
Have you said, Lord, whatever they say, hallelujah, it's okay because I know I love you, I'm going to serve you no matter what?
Yeah, I let him know, like, no matter what the cost, like, I want to serve you and let your will be done.
And the moment you give the test back to the Lord in prayer, it will not bother you anymore. And you will get rest from this, Brother Benson.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we are being tested and we struggle with, we are struggling, hallelujah, from doing our will in the will of God. And so when you say in the test, Lord, let your will be done, your will, and that's it, and you know you submit yourself to his will, the test disappears.
Mm-hmm.
It goes away. It's not
yeah.
a problem anymore. Hallelujah. It's there, but it don't bother you anymore. Because it's not your will. It is God's will now to be done. You understand?
Yeah.
So a lot of our struggle is because we want to do things our way,
mm-hmm.
not God's way. So go ahead, continue.
Yeah, like, I just felt like my dad said some hurtful things, and yeah, like last week, I felt intimidated by some things he said,
mm.
and I immediately after I was done talking to him over the phone, I just got on my knees and prayed to the Lord, you know, to pray for my dad, like have mercy on him, 'cause I'm not gonna lie, sometimes like the things they say can really irritate me and like hurt me. And I feel tempted sometimes to hold bitterness in my heart or
mm.
anger against them. But when I feel tempted that way, I immediately go to the Lord in prayer and just ask him to take it away and just pray for mercy for my family. And you know, the Lord has been faithful, you know, He really softened my heart to my family and helped me, give me the patience to bear with them and continue to love and be kind to them and bless them. And he also, like, you know, when people may, like, persecute you or say certain things and they're not really listening to you, like, I gave up trying to make them understand my point, and I just trust the Lord about it, and I'm just going to keep quiet, you know?
Amen. Amen. So you are maturing in the whole testing that you're going through. You are learning. You are learning, and you are growing in it too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this test that God had decided to give you, that God wanted to give you since before the creation of the world, and thought before he made you his servant to give you this test, do you think the Father was just in giving you this test?
Yeah, I knew this was coming when I, you know, when I started growing in my faith, like when I was born again. I was reading Matthew 10, how the Jesus said, "Do not," in verse 34. "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." And then on from there, he said, "For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. And, you know, that was like, whoa. Like, you don't really expect that coming from Jesus, but, like, you know, I realized, like, you know, this Christian walk, it's like no compromises. You're either sold out to Jesus or you're not, mm-hmm. you know. There's no middle ground. And, you know, that next verse in verse 37, that really instilled the fear of the Lord in my heart when he said, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And, like, yeah. I was so convicted of that because many times I compromise with my family, with my faith, and, you know, I would feel convicted, and then I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent, and I just feel like, you know, such a big tension is going on inside, you know, like, I struggle sometimes, you know, I want to please the Lord with all my heart, but then on the other side, I want to please my parents according to God's will. But it becomes, there's friction when my parents' will is not necessarily lined up with God's will for my life. And when I'm aware of that, and, you know, but, like, slowly over time, like, God has been giving me the boldness to stand firm in my faith and to trust him, you know, like, that, you know, like, I love my parents, and I believe that, you know, the Lord can change my parents' hearts to agree with his will at any time, and yeah, and I was just remembering, I read one of my, someone from my church, gave me this book called The Life of Joseph, An Excellent Example. It was talking about Joseph's life in Genesis, how his life exemplified. And there was one thing in this devotional book that I read that really helped me with this trial I've been going through at home, with, like, my family. And like, yeah, listen up. It said, it becomes very easy to forgive others when we see that it is God who allows the evil. So, like, my perspective on these, like, persecutions and trials has changed, you know. Like, God has helped me become more aware of him, knowing that he's the one who allows these trials for me to go through. And yeah, when I remember that, like, that he allows the evil, it, like, yeah. makes it so much more easier to love and hurt you. And yeah, and I don't feel angry at God, you know. I wouldn't even dare. I fear God. I wouldn't even dare want to get mad at him. You know, just let his will be done and not mine, you know. He knows what's best for me. He knows the best for all of us.
Amen. Look at what Paul says to the brothers in Philippians. You are going through the same struggle you saw me go through. As you have heard, I am still struggling, says Paul. How do you like that? We are all going through a process that God the Father has chosen for each and one of us. And so the Father thinks that these testing he's given us are great for us. And because God knows everything, we don't know anything. And so he knows what's best for us. He has given these tests to us, and he is putting us through these tests. And we're in the midst of the fire, just going through it.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And so somehow we have to learn in the midst of the struggling, testing, trials to give God thanks for it. And, you know, when someone said this to me a while back, I thought about it and I said, how can you thank God for this painful things that I'm going through? And so I believe that I heard that it was, try to worship God, try to thank him. little by little. And you know that I found peace in thanking God?
Amen.
There's a peace and a release of it, too. And then when my relationship with the Father got, you know, when I saw the Father was looking at me and smiling. And at that time that Jesus allowed me to see the Father, I was going through one of the hardest tests in my life. One of the hardest tests. It was before my son Levi was born, and we had lost three before him. And not lost because they're in heaven anyway. But God has taken to heaven three of them, and I was in such a pain. And I know the Lord has said to me, be for sure that I guarantee you, my son, that this son Levi, you are going to have him, you are going to carry him, you're going to see him before your eyes. And the Lord is faithful. It happened exactly like he said. But I was broken when I was in the hospital. And the doctor said to my wife, you may also lose this son, too. And so they had to tie her wound to hold Levi inside. And the doctor, they give you all the negative news first. And so I was broken when I was hearing all the news from the doctor and all that. I believe they said it was a 60% lose or 63%, something like that, more, that we were going to lose Levi.
Wow.
Because he was still too young and all that. And God said, and God has spoken to me prior to all of that. The Lord has spoken and said he guaranteed me Levi is going to be born right, fine, but no problem. But when, you know, and then all these doctors would give me all these news and all that. And my wife and I were struggling so much. She didn't even want to try anymore. She was willing to separate from me and all that too. And she was telling me all this stuff. Why are we going through all that? And if she was like, if this doesn't work, that's it for our marriage. No more marriage. And I'm being bold to say this, let me tell you. And
amen.
And I said, well, whatever God wants us to be, that's what's going to be. And I would stand on the word and tell her and give her the word. She said, Elvie, I don't know what to believe anymore. We have lost three. Now we're going to four and we're having a problem again. I don't know what to believe, she was telling me. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. This is a test. This is really being in the fire. Praise God, hallelujah. But, you know, then the Lord allowed me to see the Father and all that. And the Father looked at me with a smile and all that, like, my son, you don't need to worry about anything. And I looked at the Father, but I was being demolished. I was being broken. I didn't know how many pieces of me was around. And I was in the fire, and it was hard. It was so, so hard. I didn't even know how I was still standing alive because part of me wanted to die, just drop dead and die. You know, like the wife of Job told him, why don't you just drop dead and die? Just die. And so I felt the same way. I just felt the same way. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't really easy, hallelujah. But, you know, the Lord teaches us so much when we go through this trial. We learn to trust him. And it was so hard. Then he's telling me about this ministry he had for me and the thing he was going to do through it and all that. And you're like, okay, Lord, yes, I will. Whatever you want me to do, Lord. But help me, because I don't know how I'm not dead again. Praise right. Jesus, hallelujah. But he is so good. He is so wonderful. And he carried me. The Lord carried me, because I could not walk. I'm telling you, I was laying in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. He truly been my friend. He truly been my God. He truly been my Savior. I mean, He had dug his hand in sin to get me out of it and had pulled me on his hand, had cleansed me. I mean, the Lord had done so much. He had hold me and kissed me on his hand and told me how much he loved me when I thought that was there for me. And it was really bad. It was really bad. But the Lord is so good. And so the Father thinks these tests are the best thing for us. And so one day I started thanking the Father for these tests. And the Father let me know how happy he was because I was thanking him for these tests. When you thank God for you going through whatever test you're going through, it don't matter how hard you think you're going through the test, you will feel a release in your life from these tests. The Father will rejoice for you.
Amen.
Each one of your tests is given to you by your Father. By your Father. He ordained these tests to pull you and I through it. And so I know lately we've been tested, you know, but we're still standing on the rock, the solid rock. We're still there. Jesus is, I don't know if Jesus is carrying you or he just holding your hand or you just walking with him. I don't know where we are so far. Okay? But I know he is with us. For sure, he is with us. Amen? And he is so good. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, praise God. Hallelujah. Amy, how do you, now I want to ask the same question to you and everyone. Do you think Jesus is carrying you? He's holding your hand? How are you walking with God now?
Well, as of this evening, when I just completely just, you know, come to the end of myself and like you said, Brother LV, my faith has been shaken this week, but as of this afternoon, he was carrying me. It is, you know, I have learned, like you have said, Brother LV, to, and this is what I've been teaching my kids, when we go through this hardship and testing, that we give God the praise. And it's hard, but once you do that, once you give God that praise, there is a release in your spirit. And it is amazing. It is amazing to see that release. But when we go through these times, we've always got to remember, it's never out of the Father's hands. He's always in control. So we just have to let him, you know, do his work in us, because it's only for our own good. Amen?
Amen.
What about you, Sister Nicole? Are you, is the Lord holding you? He's carrying you? Or are you walking beside him? What's going on?
Oh, brother. Right now, the Lord has been so good to me. Things have been broken out of me. I've been doing so much time and repenting. Like, you know, you and Brother Larry have been, you know, saying, and thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I've been seeing Jesus come and lay hands on people and heal people and touch people, and he is so good, brother. You know, I just wanted to say, though, the thing I really wanted to share is when I didn't know Jesus, even when I was 13 years old and in so much distress, and I thought I was going to die. You know, I wanted to die. I tried to commit suicide. I wanted to die, but the Lord knew me. The Lord knew me even then.
Amen.
He is so great, Brother Alvy, to me, to be able to, even when I didn't know him, to carry me through, like you said, like Sister Amy said, carry me through even, you know, such a devastating and grievous sin as suicide.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to you, Lord.
My brother Benson, how do you feel, brother? Is the Lord walking with you? Is he carrying you? Are you holding his hand? What's going on with you?
I feel like he's been walking with me, and you know,
have you felt him like carrying you through it?
I have experienced that before, especially last summer. Was, oh wow, that was some intense testing. It was worse than last summer's testing. Like, yeah, I didn't know what was gonna happen. Like, I didn't know what to do. You know, I felt very anxious. I wasn't trusting God wholeheartedly. And so I had all these fears of, like, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to, are my family going to, like, beat me up? Or am I going to get even, I know this is, like, really exaggerated. I don't know if it was me thinking this or the enemy was putting these thoughts in my heart, but maybe even getting martyred for the faith. I didn't know what was going to happen. Like, it just got, like, there was so much tension in the house. Like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I kept asking, like, Lord, do you want me to, like, leave my family, like, forsake everything and just follow you by faith, and, you know? And but, like, I remember, one day I just felt so fed up with it, like, what was going on at home. Like, I felt like my family were hindering me from preparing for the rapture. And I just started packing my clothes in my bag. But then I just felt like this great, like, there was, like, something was really pressing on my heart, like, telling me, like, that's a bad idea, don't do that. And so I really felt like it was the Holy Spirit telling me, like, don't leave. You know, like, the Lord called you to be a light to your family and not give up on them, you know, and actually, like, last year, Brother Larry sent me an email, like I sent you this email, Brother Alvy, and...
Yes, thank you for all the videos you have sent me, Brother, thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, I just want to encourage the body of Christ, you know, do the least I can. But, yeah, like, Brother Larry was telling me how the Lord has called me to prepare
Amen.
For myself and my family for the rapture, you know, and it's just like, whoa, you know, like me, I'm the youngest one in the family, like,
Amen.
Why would they listen to me, you know, and a part of me felt overwhelmed by this thought, you know, but I'll never forget what Brother Larry told me these words, you know, like, he told me, like, Benson, this may seem overwhelming to you, but the Lord told me that he has complete confidence in you, you know, and
wow.
Like, when I heard that, that just set such a peace in my heart, you know, like, if the Lord has complete confidence in me, how come I don't have complete confidence in him, you know, like, why do I doubt him, why do I get anxious, like, you know, and so, like these trials, like, what they really do is, like, either they make or break you. Like, either build up your faith or it can, like, really destroy your faith.
Yeah. And that is the whole purpose, Benson. It is to break you, to make you.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. And, yeah, like, you know, that first summer of last year, like, oh, I really didn't know how I was going to get through it. I was just wishing, like, please make the rapture come soon. Please, Lord, I can't take it anymore. Like, you know, like, just so many nights of getting broken down and crying before the Lord. But, wow, my Lord is faithful. He is such a loving Savior. You know, he really carried me through that time. And even through last summer and still now, Lord, he's so loving. He never left me nor forsaken me. And, you know, he never let me down. I really could have fallen away from the faith. So many times I could have given up.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God.
Just so many times I could have given up, but he never gave up on me. He whispered so many times in my heart, my child, I'm with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Lord.
And his love really saw me through.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
He's just so wonderful. And, you know, I just want to be with Jesus, you know. I'd be back. The day I don't care about anything in this life anymore. I just want to be with the Lord now.
Amen.
And I made a covenant with the Lord, you know, like recently, this back in September, or between September and October, I told the Lord, like, Lord, if any of my family members or friends or acquaintances or people that I know or I have seen go in the tribulation, Lord, no matter what, you must save them.
Amen.
Stop, please. No matter what the cost, don't let any of them take the mark of the beast. And I pray that they wouldn't have to go through as much suffering in that time, and that at least they could be martyred for the faith, you know, quickly, and be around for the whole 7-year tribulation. Because, you know, Brother Elvie, like the dreams you had about what's going to happen in the tribulation, like, it's horrifying. It scares me. And, you know, like, I don't want to be around for that. And it really does instill the fear of the Lord in me to keep his commandments, you know, and really die to self and surrender all. You know, I haven't, you know, there are some areas, like one area I feel like I've been struggling the most is witnessing to people, because most of my life I've been a shy person. Like, I'm not very social with people, but, you know, the Lord reveals I do have a lot of pride, you know, worrying about what people think, and lately the Lord has been breaking that down out of me.
Amen.
Giving me more boldness to tell people the truth in love and not...
Me too.
Not flatter them.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, lately, like, as the Lord has been building up my faith and building up more boldness in me, he's been, you know, like, using me more, you know. It's been easier for me to keep his commandments when I trust him wholeheartedly. And just like, yeah, how you guys said, like, you know, just remember the Lord is in control of everything down here. When I remember that, that just brings such peace in my heart that he's going to see us through. And he's with us every step of the way. And he's going to get us there. We just have to be patient. That's all.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Brother Alvy, is it okay if I say something?
Go ahead, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say, first of all, praise God, before the program started, I phoned my dear sister Amy for just 5 minutes, or even 3 minutes, you know, just in the beginning song, and I said, Sister, I said, will you please lay hands on me in the Spirit so I can receive this indwelling tonight? Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for my dear sister Amy. And thank you, Lord God, for every person. We are all going through this together. It is so nice to hear my brother Benson on the radio with us tonight. It's been such a blessing, Benson, to hear your voice. You have no idea how much you bless people tonight.
Oh, praise the Lord. All glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for being so honest and transparent and, you know, for the Lord, so we can help each other.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God. And the other thing I wanted to say was about my brother Alvy, that, you know, he carries this wonderful anointing of peace. Peace that, praise God, that I never knew before I met my brother Alvy. And the Lord, exactly what we're talking about, these trials that we're going through, the Lord kept saying to me for maybe 3 weeks now, for actually maybe about 6 weeks now, peace be still. and be silent, my daughter.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I haven't cried in a while like I have cried tonight.
Amen. Amen.
My brother Benson is testifying. He's been making me cry. But we know this is in the spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm over here. My tears are running like water, and I'm crying like a baby just listening to him.
Yeah.
And it's the Lord at the same time ministering to my life. And we all need a word, you know. I'm thinking, wow, I come here to minister, and I get ministered too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So wonderful. It's so wonderful how God does everything. You know, praise Jesus, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God. You know, and God just uses, anybody who humbles themselves to him. It don't matter who it is. He just, you know, praise God. And I know Benson been going through a lot of struggle. Since I met him, this is the way, you know, I met him and he told me about it himself. And I like, wow. It's like he had the entire, the empire building on top of it, on his back. You know, with all the problems he's walking, but the Lord's been changing him so much through all this. You know, in I've been seeing how all this week he's been emailing me almost every day with different videos and words and all that. And things he's been listening to that are real good from the Lord and that I know are a blessing. That I know maybe months ago he was not seeking the Lord the way he was doing it, but now he is. And I'm so happy with what God is doing in his life. The Lord is just being so good to my brother, and hallelujah. And it's so good because we had told everyone, whoever wants to come on the microphone and share with people, you know, the message of God, this is the Lord's hour, you know. And you are welcome here, Brother Benson. You are truly welcome to come on the Lord's hour and share with the people.
Thank
Amen.
You, Brother L.
Praise
you know, Brother Elby, when Brother Benson and I don't cry. I'm not a big crier, but the anointing when Brother Benson started praying in the beginning, immediately I just started crying. And you know, Benson, God loves you so much. He loves you so much, and he's pleased with how you're seeking him right now. I just felt the love that God had for you, and it just made me weep. And he loves you so much, brother.
Oh, thank you for those encouraging words. I really need that in these times, you know.
Praise God.
Jesus loves us all, you know.
Amen. He does.
Yes, he does, Brother Lord. Yes, he does. He loves everyone listening right now, for sure. And the Lord's been pouring out his spirit on people. And you know, one other thing, the Lord, he reminded me when we were praying that he wanted to raise those that have been struggling so much. And tonight he's been boosting everyone, me, everyone, in the spirit to a higher level in him, a closeness to him. And so exactly what he had me said in the beginning has been happening. And so there's a lot of people listening behind the scene, they're not in the chat room too, that the Lord is raising them up, preparing them. Hallelujah. He's raising them up to a higher level tonight. And they're going to start their day tomorrow in a higher level in the Lord. And their life will not be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Praise God. And there will be more people witnessing now. More people witnessing for Christ.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because
thank you,
of what the Lord is doing in their life, you know. And the good thing is that when people get changed, hallelujah, I had actually an email from someone who started listening to the Lord's Hour, I believe, a week or less, and how the Lord, he says how the Lord has been taking him out of pornographic material in a lot of sexual sin in his life, okay? And the Lord has been setting him free to the Lord's Hour, listening to every day.
Amen.
And he feels
he feels such a hunger in him to seek the Lord more, and the Lord's making him an overcomer over all these things.
Praise God.
And the Lord is restoring his marriage.
Yes.
Amen. And it's so, when I got this, when I get these mail like this, I get so joyful. I get such a joy when I see this, what the Lord is doing in people's lives through this program.
Amen.
Amen. And it all started, he said, he was led to the video on YouTube. From there, he came to the Lord's Tower, and the Lord has been cleaning him out in a mighty, mighty, powerful way. And he let me know all the things the Lord has been taking out of him. And I'm amazed. I'm amazed. Only in a week. Imagine that. In a week, listening to the Lord's Tower, the Lord's been cleaning his life. And,
amen.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Brother Alvy, I was just going to say the same thing. A sister, you know, that has contacted me, the same thing, that she's come out of that kind of sin just in the last week.
Amen.
In the last week.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And, you know, let's pray on Friday. It is so awesome. You know, I know a lot of people don't join us in the prayer, but, you know, at least the little people that we have, you know, almost every Friday we have 30 people, mostly 35, and pray at night. Another day we have more people. Some people, I don't know, they don't like to pray, but they don't understand how important is prayer. And so we will continue to encourage people to join us on Friday in prayer. You know, and that's why we wanted to have more than two people, have four. Next
Amen.
Time we might have six, okay?
Yes.
And have everyone talk. Because I'm telling you, this encourages people so much.
Mm-hmm.
You just pray and seek the presence of God. Maybe next time we can have Tommy, Amy, Nicole, Benson.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have Tanya. I don't know. She's probably working. So, hallelujah. We're going to see. We're going to have more people for sure that will join us in this prayer. And people that God is raising up now. This is the hour that God is raising up people. And so we gotta involve people, because a lot of people say, I don't do anything, brother. I don't preach to anyone. I don't do nothing. So you can come on the Lord's Hour and practice
yeah.
talking, you know, and watch out how all that will help you.
Yeah.
Maybe next Friday we will have our brother Chan, if he would like to join us in prayer. That will be
Amen.
Great.
Amen.
I mean, because you don't have to preach. All you got to do is pray.
Yeah.
Amen. And if you want to share something, hallelujah. We've been blessed by the testimony our brother Chance has shared with us before,
yes.
hallelujah. And I know he's not a talk host person, but in God everything is possible, hallelujah. And so God can do anything. God can really do anything, hallelujah.
Amen. Brother Alvy, can I say one more thing before we go?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say also, on my program on Tuesday, the Lord has really told me just to keep that program for people to come on and pray. And and so, you know, people are invited. We're just going to do an hour of prayer. That's it, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so people are invited to call in just like we've done tonight. And come together, you know, when two or three gather. He is here. So,
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. I want to thank everyone, hallelujah, who has been supporting us with your prayer and financially. Really, thank you. We've been able to continue to support the poor in Israel and Africa. You know, our children in Africa are being fed. You know, they're being fed because my brothers and sisters, faithfully, they send me the money. You know, and we have cases of people say, I want you to send 50% to the poor. I send them the 50%. Someone says, send this money to the poor. I send them all to the poor. All.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell people, I don't want your money. You want to support the Lord's Tower, you will support the Lord's Tower, but you will also support the poor. Amen. So I tell people, I will not stay with anyone's money. If they wanted to go to the poor, it will go to the poor. Praise Jesus. But I thank each one of you who are supporting the Lord's Hour. I say that I will not ask for support. I will not ask for support. But I will let you know what's going on anyway. Praise Jesus. And we are supporting the poor in Africa. And every week, I'm looking forward to send them food. When I send them money, it's food, because food is being bought with our money, with the poor in Africa. we always got to remember they are eating dirt. We are eating food over here. And so we got to think about them too, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. And him, the Bible says in Proverbs, him that thinks about the poor is blessed. And so, hallelujah, God will bless those who think about the poor. And so keep them in mind, please. Keep them in mind. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. A lot of people, I know what they're doing. They're sending the money directly to the poor and not to the Lord's Tower. That's fine. That's fine. Don't feel bad about it. Praise Jesus. The important part is that we help the poor. That is our calling. That is our help. My trust is in the Lord. Please trust in the Lord. Don't put your trust on man and anyone down here, but put the trust on Jesus. Let the Lord be the number one thing in your life. Have that relationship with him. Don't have him second. Have him first, and your life will be blessed. Now, there is another thing the Lord has guided me through, and it's obedience. You want to be blessed by God, be obedient to the Lord. Whatever he tells you to do, you do. Do whatever he tells you to do. Don't argue with him. Don't say, I'll do it later, but do it. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord will bless you. I ask the Lord that everyone who's blessing the Lord's Tower, he will bless them today. And the Lord says, I will bless them. And he's letting me know he is blessing them. So everyone who is supporting us, the Lord will bless you. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Because I go to the Lord and I ask the Lord. And the Lord let me know what he's going to do or what he's doing. And I'm telling you, he is blessing those people and he will continue to bless those who support this program. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. So my brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. My brother Benson, thank you, brother Benson, for coming on the Lord's Hour. Thank you, my sister Amy. Thank you, my sister Nicole. Hallelujah. Can we all say, may the Lord bless you? May the Lord bless you. To all
may
my
the
brothers.
Lord. May the may Lord the, bless you.
May the Lord bless you.
May the Lord bless you. Amen.
May the Lord keep you.
May the Lord keep you.
May the Lord make his face shine upon you.
May the Lord
shine upon you. May the Lord's face shine upon you.
And may the Lord give you shalom.
And may the Lord give you shalom.
Amen. Can everyone in the chat room say that back to us? Amen. Amen. So thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
God bless you.
The Lord has made us cry tonight, but it's all been great.
Thank you for having me. It's been a real blessing.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Benson, for coming on.
Amen.
Thank you.
Brother Benson, if you want to come and pray with us on Jesus My Rock on Tuesday, you're totally welcome.
Amen.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, praise God. And that, you know, that goes for anybody else, too. You know, you just pour your heart out, and it touched all of us.
Amen.
Yes.
He's a blessing. He is a blessing, Nicole.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, make sure he will help you there, Nicole.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Yeah, thank you, Ben.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Nicole.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you,
buddy.
Good
night. God bless
you all.
Good night. I love you guys.
I love you guys too.
See you all.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye.